This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's Don. Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, everyone, and happy pre-Thanksgiving. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to my friend Michael.
Let the freak flag fly.
And to Michael.
I would date Rick and Nell.
And to Michael.
What do I get to carve?
And to me and Michael. I believe I'm better looking than Green.
No.
And to Don.
Because he hits the ball 500 feet, he looks less like Shrek.
And to Don.
Does he not dress like a woman?
To myself. The Rock's a handsome man, but he's a very big bald head. That's right. Oh, and also to myself.
See, my mom comes up, and my dad does too. Asked my girl to marry me, and she said, yeah, I do. I want turkey, but I want it with some good ass shoe. Oh, Rocky sneezed, and my girl said, I chew. Yeah, doggy sneezed, fair please. Don't eat all the cheese, no using cream. I like my mashed potatoes extra clean. Mom's cooking started. A little hungry, so I'm glad she started. They love it when I host, but they hate it when I start farting. My nephew eat it regardless. My girl cook like an artist.
Wow. Are you impressed?
That's tight.
I really am.
Don, that's tight. Wow, thank you. Thank you. Do you know the Meek Mill song I was doing a cover of?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's a very big song. Very big.
I'm not familiar.
It's called Dreams and Nightmares.
So you covering that with your own words?
Yeah, that's always what I do. My Thanksgiving raps are always taking the exact words from a big song and adjusting them all to Thanksgiving.
How long did it take to write that?
It's a long song that he just played a snip. It's like really 3.5 minutes, and there's no chorus. It's just all rapping nonstop.
Now, do you sing it live on Hot 97, or you tape it?
No, I record it. Okay. I do it. I wrote that in one day on a Sunday over a couple hours during some football.
Stoned?
No, it was not.
Grill?
I'm sorry?
Did you have a grill in?
A grill in?
Yeah.
No, and by the way, I heard from a listener who told us that he heard our conversation yesterday. And he once threw away his grill in a napkin. He said it was not $10,000, but it was still an unpleasant situation.
I don't get the point of wearing it.
Maybe you can call up and explain, like, why? Why do you like the grill?
Yeah, because if it's going to be that, you go to an Applebee's, you're going to dig into some delicious wings, and you got to take the grill out. Well, why?
Well, and also, let's just think about it like this. If you're spending money on a grill, and then you're eating at Applebee's, aren't you wasting money? Somewhere?
Well, you're eating at Applebee's because you spent the money on the grill.
That's a very good point. And then you leave the grill. I like Applebee's.
I love Applebee's.
I like Applebee's.
You get an app sampler?
It's not Outback.
No, it's...
I'm a Ruby Tuesday guy.
It's Outback-ish.
Outback of Jay's.
Red Robin's good. They're not around here.
No, not very good.
There's one close to me. I think I ate there right around when the kids were born. Not bad.
Do they still have Fuddruckers in Jersey?
Oh, I love Fuddruckers.
Yes, I haven't been to one in 20 years.
Fuddruckers are in Maryland, too. Delicious. Natalie and I went to Applebee's a couple of months ago because she loves the appetizer sampler. If you can't tell, I'm married.
I love it.
A very, very classy woman. And we went to Applebee's. We shared the appetizer sampler thing.
Mozzarella sticks, wings.
The whole thing. It's all in one.
Potato skins.
We shared that and a burger. Shared the burger, right? I got one drink and waters. Dude, our total was like $60-something dollars. And I'm like, so if a family of four now wants to eat a meal at Applebee's, they're in it for like $140, $130?
Have you gassed your cart lately?
I know. It's truly, it's crazy.
You're quite the bon vivant, aren't you?
I don't really know what bon vivant means.
High flyer going to Applebee's with Nat.
Listen, as opposed to a low
flyer. Oh, these guys have jobs and I don't. They're wrong. It's right up on here.
Did you you take a look, Don, at some of the guesses on our salary?
Yeah, what the F?
No offense, Peter, please.
Yeah.
But it is funny. There's a few people that think you make more money than me. Oh, so really? I guess they don't like me.
Oh, you were looking at the other side. I saw many people who think I get paid. They really don't think I should be paid anything.
Well, yeah, there's a few of those. But what was it?
Now, it is possible, Don, people thought, you know, I came in with a reputation from somewhere else, and so they would have given me more money than you.
I would have walked. That'd be done. That'd be my last step.
You wouldn't
step.
Have known, though.
I'd see. I would have gotten a win. Rob Rass says the salaries are Michael, $1.5 million. Peter Rosenberg, $650,000. Don LaGreca, $550,000.
Oh, that's false.
Now, I'll tell you something that you will not believe. You'll shoot it down, but I'll say it anyway.
You did this last contract for free?
No.
Okay.
I don't care what anybody makes, as long as I'm happy with what I make.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I found out that Don made more to me,
no, you would,
I mean, I'd be a little bit chagrined, but I wouldn't go nuts.
No, you would take a flamethrower to this place.
Not true.
No, you
Let's
would.
Go!
You would take people out.
I'm fortunate. I'm blessed.
It's a nice thing. Why do you lie?
It's a nice thing to say.
You think you're getting points for lying? That is not
no
a soul believe. That believes
no
you. You don't even believe yourself.
Not one person believes what you're saying.
I believe what I'm saying.
So you find out. You thought you've been doing really well, and right before your negotiation on your next contract, which I've heard is going to be a tremendous negotiation, they say
It'll
to
be
you,
quick.
They say to you, let's just start here. Peter and Don are both making twice what you're making.
That's cool.
You go, no problem. I just want to get to a number I'm happy to.
That's all I care about. How am I going to pay my bills?
And if that number was short of us, you'd be fine with that.
I would.
Michael, you're a liar.
Let's go!
Peter, he's lying to your face. You should be offended.
I am offended.
I only care if I'm happy. I'm happy.
Oh, my God, you lie.
Let's hear from Rich Cimini.
Is he happy?
He thinks Wilson's going to...
Has there been anybody who covers football that has seen more bad football than Rich Cimini?
Oh, no, he's the king of bad football.
I think that's the title of his third book.
It should be. Here's Rich on his belief that Zach Wilson will remain starter.
My gut is that he sticks with Zach Wilson on a shorter leash. I think what he did today was basically telling the rest of the team that the quarterback is not above everybody else, that he heard the complaints from players after the game. He's putting Wilson on notice, essentially. And I was told by a source that he actually called out Zach in today's team meeting. So essentially, he's putting the quarterback on notice. They're taking the kid gloves off. He's been coddled for basically a year and a half. He was handed this starting job right out of BYU. He didn't have to earn it. And a lot of people around the organization feel like he's just been coddled, and now this is a little bit of a tough love.
Mm-hmm. Well, he and I are in lockstep.
I think that probably will be what happens, but man, it's been a weird way to get there. Now, here's Mike Tannenbaum on KJM saying the Bears don't have a chance without Justin Fields this weekend.
Just think about if you're the Bear organization, you have a real reasonable chance to go beat the Jets in what would be a low-scoring game. If he doesn't play this week, if you're the Chicago Bears, you're going to drive to MetLife Stadium on Sunday with Trevor Siemian. You think you're going to score 3 points against that Jet defense? You have no shot.
I think they'll score some. Well, if they start Zach, they might score some points defensively.
What's the number?
What?
We know the spread.
The spread. What the hell's that? That's me, I guess.
That's you.
But why? My headphones aren't even loud. That better? A little. I still hear it.
Not me. As long as it's not me. I don't care about other people's headphones, just like their salaries.
No. I don't think it's me.
So 4.5. So he's saying lock. Jets lock.
But we don't know if Fields is playing.
I don't think he's playing.
Well, now you're a doctor.
You know, I got another guy on Twitter earlier. You know, all you're doing is speculating. You know, yeah, sports radio.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
That was me. This one.
What is going? There's something wrong.
There's something.
No, there's something wrong with it. I mean, even I'm not hearing myself properly. Something's going on.
Rodney, there's something not good
Rodney,
in here.
There's wires.
Because now I have to turn myself up to this point to be able to really hear myself well, and now it's not squeaking. This is an interesting show we're doing.
We're in a
great
bad
show.
Place right now. Very bad place.
You mean the studio?
Studios are very bad.
Oh, Michael and I are in lockstep. Let's hear from Brian Daboll. Do you feel snake bitten with all the injuries?
It's NFL. I mean, every team deals with injuries. So, next guy up, and let's get ready to play.
That's something the Yankees should have said at the end of the season.
Now, one thing, Peter,
mm-hmm.
as you get to more Daboll,
mm-hmm.
this is the second Big Blue Report brought to you by Two by London.
Oh, yeah.
The engagement shop at London Jewelers. Please go.
Well, let's go to Daniel Jones on facing the big Cowboys. Oh, that's right, on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think it's a huge opportunity for us. It's a divisional game against a rival and on Thanksgiving. So huge game, huge opportunity for us. And, you know, we've got to go out and play our best ball, play as well as we can, and see how it goes.
All right, I want to inject truths here. Don, for this exercise, you're Joe Shane.
Okay.
I'm the general manager of the Giants.
Do who, you am want who am I?
Yay!
Who am I?
You're Brian Dable.
Dable? Mm-hmm. All right.
Freddie Key.
No. You're John Mara.
Oh. Okay, Michael. No problem.
You want the Giants to lose out, Joe? And this way you don't have to spend an inordinate amount of money on Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley?
Now, am I answering in my head or out to you?
This is you talking to yourself. What do you truly feel?
No, I really believe they want to win every game that they play. But at this point, you got 7 wins. I think you want to try to see.
Sorry, if you end up with 10 wins and you go to playoffs, all of a sudden Daniel Jones costs you so much
more. Yeah, but as you hate to hear this, Michael, but it's a good problem to have. Because then I know that my quarterback can do this at a certain level, and I'm going to have to spend the money to bring him back.
Well, if they're 10-7 and he has nothing to do with it, it's all Barkley.
Hey, you can't tell me. I'm Don LaGreca now, by the way.
Wow.
Sorry.
He's back.
I wasn't enjoying this at all because I want to give my opinion. I don't care what Joe Shane thinks because I don't know.
Joe Skiloane.
They told you all you needed to know at the deadline. So I think they want to win games, but right now they're in year one of a rebuild. So, yeah, if we win, great. If not, we're cool with that because we're assessing what we have and we're going to move forward with a much different team next year. So the answer probably is let's go out and win some games and we'll give Jones whatever we think he deserves. And if not, they'll be willing to go in a different direction. Michael, I don't know of anybody that wants to tank, especially when you're 7-3 and have a chance to go to the playoffs. But if they really wanted to make the playoffs, Michael, and felt the need to make the playoffs, you're telling me there wasn't anything they could have done at the deadline to acquire a weapon to make it easier?
Well, I understand what they did, though, because they want to save all their draft collateral to improve when they're under the cap and they could get free agents. But what I'm saying is that this season has exceeded everybody's expectations. And I said earlier in the show, fans should not run your team. But there's going to be an outpouring of support for Jones and Barkley. Maybe they don't want either of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they negotiated with Barkley. I think Barkley's going to regret not taking what they gave him. Because he's going to be franchised. I don't think they'll do that to Jones. I don't think they're going to pay Jones $30 million.
I know there's been a lot of fans that have called up and said, I want to see him with weapons. I like Jones. We had a caller earlier thinks they can win a championship with Jones. But as you said with the Jets, Michael, you can't let your fan base and what they want dictate policy. If at the end of the year they think they can do better at quarterback than Daniel Jones, that's what they're going to do. Regardless whether he gets into the playoffs or they lose out. I'm sure there's a budget they're willing to spend on him, and if he gets more, they're going to be willing to let him go. They didn't give him the fifth-year option. This was supposed to be a show-me-something season, and he has shown them, I think, everything that he could with the weapons that they have. But I don't think they're going to spend a penny over $20 million for him, and if somebody else is willing to give him $25, they'll go in a different direction. You think the fan base outcry is going to change Joe Shane and what he wants to do at the quarterback position?
I don't know if the man to my left would have something to say with it, Mr. Mara, but I don't think the Giants want to give Daniel Jones $20 million.
You know, Michael, I'm glad you brought that up, but
bad Mara.
The fact of the matter is I wasn't paying attention at that moment,
okay.
So I got to move on.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Well, that's the Big Blue Report brought to you by our good friends at 2 by London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pickard designed the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget at any of their 6 area locations. Do we really have to have Dave screaming through a paid spot?
Well, no, that's hyping people up for it. Trust me. You know what it's time for, guys?
They might have requested it. You don't know.
Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
Oh, can you believe it?
this. Go, go.
Opposite side, and it's going in.
Goal. That is one of the strikes of the season.
World Cup watch.
I won't try eggs. I'm going to try soccer.
I like that. That's good.
That's old.
I like it.
Also, don't ever forget about Anthony. If you're not watching USA Soccer, you're a moron. The important Don LaGreca.
If you're not watching USA Soccer, then you're a moron.
Interesting and weird day at the World Cup. Almost every result, three of the four results, kind of odd. Argentina lost to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
What the F?
For the first, this is one of the biggest upsets in World Cup history, people are saying.
Well, it's Messi's Argentine, right?
That's right, and he scored the only goal for Argentina.
Of course he did.
Penalty kick in the 10th minute, had a goal taken away later in the game, and they lose to the Saudis in game one, 2-1. Now, the middle two games were both scoreless ties, not what you want. Denmark and Tunisia, which Don was locked into, 0-0. And Mexico and Poland, 0-0 as well. Last game of the day. France over Australia, 4-1. Let's hear a piece.
Back in, so you can beat him a second time for Giroud. Turning into a round right now. Giroud's second. France is fourth.
And that ties Giroud with Henri for the most in men's history in France. Michael, your thoughts?
I have no thoughts. I've not spent 1 second watching World Cup.
Keep going.
I have no interest in it.
Okay.
Now, as we get closer to crowning a champion, whenever that may be, I'll lock in for the, you know, sensible
now, tell
fans.
Tell me this.
Yeah.
Both of you guys. United States started with a draw. Not particularly exciting. Let's just fantasize. They beat England on Friday.
I'll be a little engaged.
Which would lock them in. If they beat England on Friday, you can basically stamp. They're moving on. They do that. Then they win again. Making them, I believe, three matches from champion. At that point, is it something you think we'd actually discuss on the show?
Yes, but I will tell you this, and you're not going to like it.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
How old are you? 43?
That's right. I'll be 53 on Saturday.
So, the United States will not win a World Cup in your lifetime.
You really think so?
They're just so far behind the other countries. I'm sorry, they are.
So sad.
All I've heard ever since I was a kid, soccer is going to be the next big sport in this
country. It is the next big sport.
No, it's not.
Just not professionally. In terms of kids playing it, it's incredibly popular.
Kids play frisbee too.
Well, that's not
a little
fair.
Insulting. Organized sports we're talking about.
We're talking in organized sports. Wouldn't you say soccer?
Yeah.
I bet it's number one.
Okay, so why isn't it translated?
I don't know.
No, because I've had it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I will fight you after this show.
because we're arrogant, pig-headed Americans that only follow the sports that matter to us, because in every league here in North America, we're the best at it.
Right.
You know, the best hockey players play in the NHL, best baseball players are MLB, best NBA players, best basketball players NBA.
Right, so why shouldn't we want to have the best soccer players here?
Because we don't. And I think if we did, if for some reason every great soccer player on the planet felt that it was their moral obligation to play for MLS, soccer would be huge in the United States. I mean, people follow it, Michael, but it's not mainstream.
I mean, remember,
I know a lot of people that, you know, root for Liverpool. You know, Andrew Gunling rooted for Juventus.
Tottenham.
Tottenham. And so John Giannone roots for Tottenham. I went to Sports Phone with a guy who's a big Juventus fan. But that's not the mainstream. Now, if all those people followed MLS because MLS had all the great players, you don't think that MLS be right up there, maybe not the NFL, but I think it would be right there with certainly higher than hockey and baseball, but right there with basketball.
I would agree with you because we want to see the best. So there's an Israeli baseball league. You think it's as popular as MLB? No.
No.
So, and I don't think that we'll ever get to the point where we win a World Cup.
Okay, now let's flip the order, though. What if they did win the World Cup somehow? Do you
Might
think
change.
It would totally transform the sport?
Didn't we think it was going to transform the sport when the United States had the World Cup?
Yes, in 94. That was when it was first supposed to really start
and
to change.
It didn't.
But I think you can trace back. It took a while. It wasn't immediate. But wherever you think hockey right now is, it is much bigger than it was 50 years ago, 40 years ago. And people believe that when the United States beat Russia in 1980 and those players started going to the NHL and then there were young kids watching that who became hockey players because of that, that helped the NHL grow. If the United States ever won the World Cup, you know, 10 years later, 20 years later, we may look at it becoming even a bigger deal. It's just that we have not been able to compete, guys, on an elite level in this country. And that's something that we're sensitive to ego-wise, because in what sport are we not competitive?
And can you someone help me find, I'm trying to find what the U.S. versus Wales rating was. It was a Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock, yesterday to be exact. It peaked with 13 million viewers in the U.K. Wales, U.S. I wonder what it did in the U.S.
Can you do me one favor, promise me?
Sure, sure, of course I can.
50 years, when you know your time on Earth is coming to an end.
Yeah, 93.
I want you to come to the crypt where I'm interned and say you were right. I still haven't seen a World Cup, United States. Just say it. Whisper it.
I promise to do that.
Okay.
And then you know what I'll say?
What?
Let's go!
And we've seen Olympic sports do well because it's the World Cup. It's every 4 years. People will be into this, but will it ever translate into it becoming one of the four major sports in this country? Not until the United States can put up a real run.
And it is amazing. The women have won the World Cup.
Yep, still
from the United States, but not the men. They don't come close. What's the closest they've come?
Well, we were ahead on women's soccer. That's the difference.
Right.
We were ahead on women's soccer. We're behind on men's soccer.
Well, what's the closest we've come in the World Cup?
Quarters. I don't think they've ever made a semi. No, they haven't. They lost to Brazil in the quarters in 94, I believe. I think they won, got out of the round robin, won a round, then lost, I believe.
So I want your 50-year-old son, Damien, to bring you to the crypt.
Damien, because he's the devil?
No, that's just what you named him. And you walk over with the walker, and you just say those words. Like whisper up close to the stone.
You look like the crypt keeper from Tales from the Crypt.
And then the best thing would be if my hand reaches out and I grab you by the throat.
Wow, that's terrifying. You want to hear Aaron Judge on MLB Network?
I do. I love Aaron Judge.
On, quote, being in San Francisco.
Aaron Judge in San Francisco. What are you doing in the city?
Just visiting some family and friends. That's about it.
Oh, yeah? Any fun plans?
You got something. Have a good one.
You too.
Now, I got to ask,
what the hell's going on there?
Was that somebody from the MLB Network, or did somebody sell that piece of tape? Because if that's somebody from the MLB, how do you not ask, are you meeting with the Giants?
No, that
doing anything fun?
That can't be. That was not like...
I mean, really, think about that.
No, that can't be. That had to be someone who just saw him and asked a quick question on the street.
No, it was in a hotel. It was in the hotel lobby.
Yeah, that can't be. The Nets going to Philly. Ben Simmons on returning to Philadelphia.
I'm so excited for that. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. You know, this is going to be an opportunity for me. You know, I've never been in this situation, so, you know, I got to appreciate it and really take it all in. We shared a lot of moments here, a lot of ups and downs. You know, I became a man, I feel like. So, you know, I've always, you know, had a lot of respect for Philly in that way and the fan base. You know, it's a special fan base. But I got a lot of love for Philly.
You can watch on YES or TNT at 7:30 tonight.
Well, if it's on TNT, then you probably can't watch it.
Oh, really?
It might be on
TV.
It is national, but I thought YES still runs.
Not if it's total national.
But doesn't ESPN run?
They do not have the game. Mm. ESPN's, except on Fridays, they're not national games. They're not exclusive, I should say. Okay. Now, everybody wants to know what Andrew Gunley's thinking. So earlier in the show, because I knew you'd be doing this, I texted Andrew. Actually, 4 p.m. I said, excited about Simmons returning to Wells Fargo tonight? Andrew said, no.
Harden, it's not fair.
No Harden, no Embiid, no Maxi in the lineup. Then a faceplant emoji.
God,
Simmons gets off easy once again. If Doc Rivers doesn't go hack a Simmons right from the jump, he's a coward.
It was horrifying.
Gunling. Hot and heavy.
Wow.
Well, hey there. Oh, I love this guy.
Wow, that is tough, though. That does really sour the whole homecoming. Although, so now the only thing to watch, Michael, because in theory, the Nets should roll. Kyrie's back. The Sixers have nobody at this moment. The only thing to watch for, really, is to see the crowd boo Ben Simmons. It may be as merciless a booing as you'll ever see.
You ruin everything.
To think about how far the mighty have fallen.
I'm so jacked up right now, I need to eat this horse poop.
Because Philly's never been known to hold back, right?
Not good.
You always know how they feel.
Do you know how, Michael, do you know how Ben Simmons feels about returning to Philly?
No.
We're all grown up now.
Wow. He gave a good answer, though.
He did.
Yeah.
That was basically his answer.
Yeah.
We're all grown up now.
That will do it for ENN.
The big clubs hover, stars all look to depart.
Oh, you know what? You forgot about that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What was that?
The big clubs hover, stars all look to depart.
I love Andrew singing on the Caught Offside podcast. Oh, guys, last thing I forgot. I'm sorry.
Don't forget things.
This moment today, 10 years ago. Anyone?
10 years ago, 2012.
2012. And what's today? The November 22nd?
Uh-huh.
20.
I'll give you a hint. The Weasel Schusen.
The Weasel.
Bob!
So Bob made a call in a Jet game. 10 years ago.
Broken play. Mark Sanchez scrambles up the middle. Lost the football. It's picked up. He ran right into the back of Brandon Moore. Fumbled the ball. It's picked up and running into the end zone with the loose ball for a touchdown is Steve Gregory. Are you kidding me?
Now, speaking of sexy,
mm-hmm.
We all remember that as the butt fumble game. That was a Thanksgiving game at MetLife. That was the third game of the night. So I took Nancy.
Who are they playing again?
The Patriots. The
Pats. All right, that's right.
But Nancy doesn't remember it as the butt fumble game. She remembers it as the Lenny Kravitz game because he performed at halftime. That's a sexy guy.
I'll tell you what. There's only one thing that moves the needle for Nancy. Hot looking dudes. That is
well,
it.
She's got good taste.
No, she has good taste. She likes hot dudes.
Myself excluded, but
right.
You know, how do you have a top 10 or top 100, whatever,
and not have Lenny?
Yeah, you got to have Lenny on.
I agree with that 100%.
How about Rob Lowe? He's got to be on everyone.
I don't know. Lenny Kravitz is so hot that his daughter's one of the hottest women on planet Earth.
So just DNA hot.
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose his ex-wife contributed to that as well, mightily. Shouts to Lisa Bonet. But that will do it for ENN, of course, on this beautiful pre-Thanksgiving Tuesday.
You know who his mom was, right?
From the Jeffersons, right?
Roxy Roker.
Yeah.
Is that her? Am I right, though? Jeffersons?
Yeah.
She was the neighbor's wife, Tom's wife.
Tom's wife. The interracial marriage, which was a big deal then.
Oh, huge deal.
Now every commercial is Tom and Roxy.
I mean, every
single commercial is an interracial couple. It's great. It's unbelievable.
Whereas back then, it was literally like,
oh my God, how could you do this?
So crazy. And if you go back and listen to the things they said on the Jeffersons.
If you go back and listen to the stuff they said on All in the Family, it couldn't go on the air.
Well, All in the Family and the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
Neither would be able to air.
I love it. Love it how the world's changed.
But it's really strange, though, because the world was much worse then.
Mashed potatoes slapping children.
It's interesting.
We'll come back, talk about how things have changed as we head into the final half hour of the show. Your phone call, 1-800-919-3776. Kayla Greco-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.